Okay. In this week's parasha, we have the whole episode with Shimon and Levi and Anshei Shechem, that they went and killed out the whole city. So the pasuk talks about them. It says, "V'yichlu shnei bnei Yaakov, Shimon and Levi, achaydin ish charboi." Calls them ish. Ivor le betach ve'yaharugu kol zocher. So Rashi and Ovis in the Mishnah of in Shloish Yisrael Mitzvahs, so Rashi says, what's the makar? The makar is this pasuk in this week's parasha. We do know that the Shir Godless is 13. You know from here, it says Ish. It says Ish or Ish Geasim Kol Chatzis Adam, that they're Chayiv. So you see, it's Chiyiv is totally being an Ish. Megav Eshchem Ksiv Vayichu Shnei Bnei Yaakov etc. Ish Charboi. The Levi Ba'isai Perik Ben Yugim Moshan Haya Bekar Leish. They were punk 13. So Mela, they were 13. It calls them an ish. So we see that a 13-year-old is called an ish. And Rashi Nazir says that as well. The rights Lachshav. You want to make the cheshbon, you can make the cheshbon. So you look at the Tashbitz has a Persian office called Magen Avos. And he makes the cheshbon. Because Yaakov was a base love in 20 years. And he married Leah. After the 7 years, he married Leah. And in 2 years, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were born. He says, because Kol Iburon Hayu L'Shish Chadashim Yem Echad. He knows that. So Meila, so if you knock out the 7 years of work and 2 years till Levi was born, so it comes out, how's it go? How do you get 11? Nachum. Seven, kids are 7 years and 2 is 9. Okay, it was 11. Tov, kitzer. Tov, imagine I got to 11. Tov, and then there was Yaakov and Sukkos, and now 18 months, and 6 months on the way. Kitzer, I don't know he got to 11 beginning, but he had another two. Kitzer, the time, the story, going to the Tajbis, going to Rashi, they were 13. Tov. Nanech there were 13. Mefrek the Maril in the Tshuva, so what? Just because punk there were 13, how do you know that 13 is a Shir of Godless? Maybe even less than 13 would be considered Ish. The Torah called, at 13, they were an Ish. They were called an Ish. But maybe at 11, they were also already an Ish. How do you know that the Shir of Godless is telling 13? So therefore, Lamaisa, the Maril himself says it's really just Halacha Moshe Sinai. It's Halacha Moshe Sinai, the Shir of Godless. Now, the Dasken Balei Taisus on the pasuk Vayase Ish Kash Amar Yosef. Who's this Ish that when the brothers came to Yosef? Who's this Ish? Who's the Ish? It's Menashe. So the Dasken Balei Taisus says that if Rashi says Ish defines the Shir of Godless and Shimon Levi with 13, he makes a cheshbon that Menashe was 9. The most Menashe could have been was 9. Yeah? The Mela, because he was born before the Shnas Rav, Kitzer, he makes a cheshbon that the most could have been was 9. The Shevis in Yemei Saiva. And Kitzur, it was the maximum. It was 9. Yeah, because Yosef was taken out of jail in the beginning of the Shevi Meisaiva, right? And that's when he married Bas Potiphar, right? So Mela, Menashe, and this was 2 years into the Rav, right? So it means maximum Menashe could only have been 9, by definition, because till the Saiva, Yosef was in jail, right? He didn't have Menashe. So, and still it says, Vayaseish. This is when the brothers met Yosef. That was 2 years in, yeah? So what's going on? So you see that even I could be ish, according to Rashi. Maybe that's Kasha and Rashi. Furthermore, the Maril asks, because the Gemara Sanhedrin says, Marvin's Rayas, that in the Doris Rishonim, they would give birth, they were able to have children at a younger age. So Mael, if you see that they were able to have children, you see they matured earlier. And Cain, and Taiz Grass is the Farish over there, Mael does bring it down. Taiz is the Farish, and had the Samachtes, that Doris Rishonim, since they used to have, they were able to have children earlier, so Mela, they would bring Cyrus earlier, and the Zman Godless, because they matured quicker. So they matured quicker, so the Zman Godless of Tysus was talk earlier. Because normally we say that if a child has Shtei Cyrus before he's 13, we say it's not really Shtei Cyrus. It's not real Cyrus. It's Shum, whatever. So, but with Tysus, in the earlier times, it was different. So Mela, Mamela became godless earlier. So Mamela, hahab b'chav, giving a raya from Shimon and Levi, and they were 13. So maybe now it's even longer. Maybe in those days it was earlier, but today maybe it's different. So b'chav, what's the raya? Yeah.
We're talking about like godless as in like physical godless, or we're talking about like
godless like is chi of mitzvahs.
Like das.
But. Chi of mitzvahs. A godless bar das. It's not a bar das, but it's totally in it's totally in being shtei cyrus. Lalocha. What makes a child a godless? Yeah, shtei cyrus after he's 13. That's what makes a child a godless. Okay. So furthermore, the Chagav with this taisa says that there were even gedolim ready earlier. Sure, godless was less. So Tumim explains with this that Shlomo Melech was 12, and still he was a Melech. I Cotton is Pasul Laden, and a king has to be a king is a Shefet also. A king was, you see that Shlomo Melech, right, is a Shefet also, and a Shefet is Pasul for a Cotton. And now he's also Pasul for Melech. So Melech, how can Shlomo Melech be a shayfet, be a king? But if he taisis, could be zaktumim that maybe in those days the sheer godless was earlier. So Melech could be Meshleim Melech, even Meshleim Melech, the sheer godless was earlier. Okay. Good. The Taj brings down a cute rambez. The pasuk says Amzu. Pasuk in Yeshaya, Amzu Yitzarti Li Yitzarti Li Tilasi Saperu. So what's Zu? What's the gematria of Zu? Zayin Vav. Is how much? Very good. 13. So Meila Amzu Yitzarti Li. When someone is Zu and he's 13, then Tilasi Saperu. He's Mchoyim Mitzis. He's Misap Meshvach Meshbarak. So. The Maril himself, we said before, says Loch Mesh Mesinai. All Shiurim is Loch Mesh Mesinai, and he says that this that Bas Gimel that Biyasas Bia is Loch Mesh Mesinai, Basir Aleph that the Ren Nevdakim right Mufl Samach Leish right Mufl Samach Leisha right or a 12-year-old that makes a neder if he knows what Nedarim is all about, it's a neder deraisa. It's called Mufl Samach Leish. That's also Loch Mesh Mesinai. So Meila says the Maril, not Maral, Maril, that all the halachas of godless, it's all halachas by Shemesh Sinai. So Meili said, the Shoyl asked him, I can't be ma'anish based on halacha. So he says, it's not true. Haray, we do give einshim based on halacha Meshim Sinai. The Hainu. Haray, all the shiurim in halacha Meshim Sinai. The shiur of Haitzah for Shabbos is a gregarious. Yeah? So, and if a guy carries out a gregarious on Shabbos, he's chayiv. He's chayiv chatna, he's chayiv skila. So we see that we got bechatzitza, yeah, got bechatzitza. Roiv u'makbid, roiv. See the roiv aguf, and you makbid. It's chaytzit. In halach meshu sinai. So and if he does avoda in that way, the kain is chayiv misa. The kitzer ain't there. No shortage of places we give einshim based on halacha Meshim Sinai. The Maisa, the Maril, the Israeli before the Maril, famous Tshuva Zerosh. The Rosh says that the shir of godless is just like all the other shurim. The Gemara in Sukkah says shiurim, chatzitzin, and mechitzin is halacha Meshim Sinai. So shiurim is halacha Meshim Sinai, and the Gemara goes whole riches over there that the pasuk eretz chita sa'ira is each of those of the zayim minim has to do with the different shir. The Gemara says that's just an esmachta, but really the shiurim halacha Meshim Sinai. So the Rosh, just like the shir of achila is bekezayis, halacha Meshim Sinai, the shir of godless that you can mashar with Lach Meshim Sinai. That's all nichlal in what the Gemara says. Shiurim is Lach Meshim Sinai. Not only a share in the amount of food that you're eating, even a share in godless in the years, the amount of years, also Lach Meshim Sinai. The male is that's the Rosh. So Meili says, the male is up to the Chubas Cham Seifer, famous Chubas Cham Seifer, based in this Rosh. The Maiz Shahaya, this Rosh is the Meir Gael Alocha. How's it Gael Alocha? Because there was Ma'ase Shahaya that they sold the para hamivakeres, they sold to a guy. Because the problem is b'zman hazeh, if a farmer has a bechor born, it's the biggest disaster. It's the biggest disaster for a farmer to have a bechor born. Why? Because you can't work it. Yeah. If it has a mum, then you can eat it. You can't eat. You can't shecht it. And you can't work it because it's a carbon. The only carbon you have is manazeh is a bechor. Yeah, so it's kaidish. Bechor is kaidish. Yeah, the kain doesn't want it. You really you're supposed to give it to the kain, right? The kain doesn't want it because what's he going to do with it? You can't work it, so you have to feed it. Yeah, and you can't do anything to it, so it roams wild. And it's a disaster, yeah. And you can't matl mum either. You can't make him be matl mum kachim. So it's the biggest, it's the worst, the nightmare for a farmer. So what do they do? So normally what you do is you sell, when a behemoth is mevakeres, when the par is having its first child, so you sell it. You sell the vlad, you sell a chelik, you sell the ear, whatever. You sell a chelik of the vlad. Of the bechor to a guy, and the loch is if the shut is of a guy, it doesn't have kedusha. That's always the patent what they do. Yeah, the problem was they sold it to a cotton. They sold it. They did the kinyan with kesef and stumta, whatever it is, whatever was the proper kinyan. But problem was they realized afterwards that the kid was a cotton. He wasn't 13. So Shaila was. What do we is the sale valid? That's going to pat to you from Bukhar or no? Okay, he's stuck with the Bukhar. That was a child that was asked some side. What? It's not a question whether you can sell the cotton. The question is whether cotton is kaina. Cotton is not bar kinyan. What? So, it's guy is better than Jew.
I thought you could be kind of, but you can't be mad.
What?
I thought you'd be kind of, but not mad. Can't give it back.
So there's a question that das acheres machna. A Jew, this machlekes is rishonim, where das acheres machna is the raisa. Chassidus is done that, yeah. Das acheres machna is the raisa by a Jew. But he says that might not help you. Because he says, first of all, Mechtsai says that by Goy doesn't help Das Cheres Machna. Right? Because why is Das Cheres Machna work? Mechtsai says it's a get of Schia. If you didn't Zachum Mishal Yifanov, you can be Zachum for something for somebody. So it's all two Das Cheres Machna works also. It's Kilu, the one that's being mocked to him is somehow being Zachum for him, however that works. He said, but that doesn't apply to Goy. It's Schia Lachum. Because Schia Matam Shlichus. And there's no shlichus little guy. See, there's no zechir for a guy. So meila, even if you're a sheet, that's guy's machna, is the raisa by a Jew, it's not going to help by a guy. So meila, it's not going to help for a guy. So that's not going to be the eitzah. So what's the eitzah? What's the eitzah with this guy, with this bachar? Says the Sam Sefer that I'll pee the Rosh, it's good. Why? Because the Rambam says, the Rambam says that So the din of a guy with cheres shayta b'katan doesn't get a punishment. Why? Because they're not b'nei mitzvah. In fact, the Sam Sefer, the Rambam said before that Shiurim were only given to Israel, not the guy. Yeah? Okay, and the Rosh says the Shir of Godless is a Shir. And Shiurim were given by guy. That means the guy is not totally in Shir. There's no Shir by a guy. So it means the Godless is not totally in 13. So what's Rambam saying that you don't kill a guy, a cotton that doesn't have Eira, because he's a cotton. What? Well, what you know from Sechas Rosenam is this Chassam Sefer. This is the Chassam Sefer that we're talking about. Okay, the Chassam Sefer says, Elamai, by a guy, it's going to be totally when there's some level of Das. When he's how you magnet exactly, not clear. But according to the Rosh, and according to the Rambam, it's no lachem seen by a guy. Fakaret says the level when he becomes a godless, totally when there's a certain type of a level of das. Like he says, he's not a shait. He's not makarek susoi. He doesn't act like an idiot, right? He already acts a little bit mature. Then he has a status of a gadol. So meila, this kid that bought the Bukhar, since obviously he was enough smart to be able to do the business deal, so meila, zok sam sefer, we can make all and say that the kinyan was valid, even though technically he wasn't 13, but since by guy, al karchach, it's not totally in 13, because they don't have lachemesh mesin of shurim, so it's totally in some normal level of that. Yes, Abby.
Okay, so practically, you can see from here that das doesn't, it's not totally on shesaros. It's not totally
okay,
physical.
But since lachemesh mesin, it doesn't make a difference. It's not totally in das, it's totally in godless by Jew. It's not totally in das.
Okay, but practically.
Say it. Look, the Vilna Gaon at 4 was had more das than the whole world at 100. Yeah, right. So.
I thought they counted him one time for something, but you need for
him. No, please, no. Chas v'shal.
He wouldn't
let. Chas v'shal. What did I say?
He wouldn't let.
Okay. The Maisa, we could clear Chakira. Yeah? In the Yeshiva Shevelt, very often there's a shayla, is something a simen or a siba? You ever hear the chakira? Is something a simen or a siba? When a simen means that whatever thing we're talking about is just a riot to something else. A siba means that is the reason itself. Okay? So let's clear by simoni godless. Is that a simen or is it a siba? Meaning what? Meaning, when we say that in order for a child to become a gadol, he has to have 13 years. He enters the 14th year. Yud gimel shana b'yayim echad. We'll see later. Maybe if it, you need, is it really Yom Echad, or it's just 1 second? Meaning, you enter the 14th Pasha, if you enter the 14th year, 1 second into the 14th year, and you have Shtei Cyrus, then that's the share of godless. So the question is that what makes godless? Being 13 in Shtei Cyrus, that is godless? That's what makes godless? Or is the pshat that it's just a raya that the child is mature, and Mamela is a god. But really, it's the maturity that is the godless, and the raya to the maturity is Shtei Cyrus and Yud Gam Lashon. Lemaisa, the Marit, Nemzon Fedar Pashit, that it's not the shanim and the simanim, which is the godless itself. Because it doesn't say in the Torah shanim and simanim. And Meili says the simanim is just a way of knowing is the child a godless or not. He brings it right. What's his raya? Harei says, because it's possible to be a gadol without simani gadlus, without Shtei Cyrus. How is that? You have an islandess, for example. Yeah? An islandess who's never going to bring simanim. Still we say, she becomes a gadol at a certain age. Yeah? An asaris by a boy. We have Simoni Cyrus. We say he's a godl. He's a godl, even though he doesn't have Cyrus. So you see that Cyrus is not what makes the godless. Cyrus normally just the raya, but by Cyrus, who's not going to have Cyrus, then it's even without that. It's interesting.
Could be that adds a whole special new thing.
Mechtesi. Mechtesi. If Cyrus will make godless, that means that someone that's not going to have Cyrus that never becomes a god. So, he brings a raya, which Arba d'Arba tzarech Arba, but he brings a raya from Simone Taira by Behema. Haray Behema that's Malageira and Mephresis Paris, that split hooves and chooses cud. That's a Behema Taira. So now, the question is, you really clear over there also. Is Simone Taira Behema, is that a simon or is that a Siba? Is it the chewing of the cud and the split hoof which makes it Behema Taira? Or is it just a Raya? Whatever it is that Hashem decided will make something Behema Taira, Hashem says, you want to know which ones are Tahar? These are just the Simonim. And that's just the Raya that they're Tahar. But it's not being... and not having split hooves and being Malageira, which makes the Taira. What's his raya? So he says over there also. He says it's just a simon. It's not a Siba. What's the raya? I mean, interesting raya. This is a very nice raya. It says the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Behema Tameya Shiolda Kamin Behema Taira Asa Bachila. Yeah. And yet, and vice versa, if you have a behema tahira, that's yolda kimin behema tameya, it's mutta machila. Shayyitzim in a tame tame, vayyitzim in a tar tar. It's all totally where the uber was born from. So he says, you see, if you say that the simonim, the malageira, and Mephresis Paris is what makes it tahar. Hare, here we have Behemoth Temeya. Yeah, doesn't have split hooves. It's not Malageira, but it was born to a Behemoth Taira. Don't ask me how that's possible. Let's just accept it for now. Yeah, it's born to Behemoth Taira. What's the halacha? It's tahar. See, you have Behemoth, which is not Malageira, and it's not Mephresis Paris, and you're allowed to eat it. It's not Batsim, it's not the Siba, It's not the malge which makes it tar. It's just the raya that it's tar. So over here, it's a mel shayach case of mitzad din of kol yetsim menatar tar. So that tells me that even if it doesn't have it, it's still a raya. He brings another interesting raya that Gemara says in Yivam is banim areim kesimanim. Is the different man is a banim? Different simanim. If a girl has a baby, that shows that she's a gdarla. Bon Marem Kisimanim. Even though she never had Shtei Sairis, Bon Marem Kisimanim. Bon Marem Kisimanim. So if you tell me that the Shtei Sairis makes the godless, so then how is the Shaykh Bon Kisimanim? If you say that it's just a raya, it's a fine. So the Gemara says, Bon also. Okay. And vitamins are from Tyson. In earlier days, they were gone earlier. Alright, we can done. So Akapanim. So that's the sheet of the Marit that the Simani godless is a simon, not a siba. Midachisa, the sheet can bet says in Babas and Nunbav, in the sugya of Chatzi Davar, where there's a sugya there about that if you have, you need that, if you ate one maid, each aid is being made on half of the story, it doesn't work. So the Gemara discusses one aid is being made, it comes to Chazabatim over there, you have two sets of aid, not one aid. If two sets of aid, then each one being made in a different year that the person was there. The Gemara discusses, if you have two eidim being made in one sar, and other eidim made in another sar, it's chatzi davar. So, what do we see? So the shita says, what's the difference between one sar and one year? Two eidim, you have three pairs of eidim. Each one is made, and Reuven was on the field for 1 year. They can mistarif, right? So he says, because, what's the difference? Why by Shtei Sairis, two Eidim being made in one Sair, two being another Sair, that's called Chatzi Davar. What's the Medan and Chazaka? So he says, because the Sairis, Lashon is, Sairis Atzman Heina Godless. He says, the Sairis is the Godless. The Meila, each Sair is part of the Godless. It means each Sair is Chatzi Davar. You know, if it's just by the field, it's just a raya that he bought it. So any being on the field is a raya. It's not enough for raya. But over there, the sar itself is the godless man's chatzidav. So Akbar is not from the shita, not like the marit, that is taka, a siba, not a sin. Right. Now, as we mentioned before, the came in a second. The Mishmur says that
the holds an alanis nadkat.
No, she holds an alanis nadkat. Maybe the Gavi said that another oifen of godless. What mean? Where they don't have any? No, that was Mitzray. I don't know. So. We mentioned before that a gadol, a cotton, Yudim Moshanam Yemech, becomes a gadol, and a girl is 12 years in one day, it says. But, Zot Meshavrua, Pasha Pshat, you don't need a day, Yudim Moshanam Yemech, Yom Yemech is Lav Dafka, it means as long as Mashu, even 1 second. That's the famous Klusherim, is the reason why the Seches Brachas starts with Kriyashma Shel Arvis. Because that's the first Mishnah when Shas starts with Kriyashma Shel Arvis. Yeah? Why? Because that's the first Mishnah, that's the first mitzvah that a cotton becomes Mechuyavit. As soon as it says a Chavim, he really becomes Chayim and Krishma. So he also assumes that you don't need to get it. You know, I mean, the sign that you need Yom Echad wouldn't mean you need some full day. It's not Yom Echad that the Yom Echad is dafka, because there's a sheet of Marie Bruner that says you need Me'ez Leis. Meaning, if the child was born at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he doesn't become a gadol until he's 13 and 5 o'clock. Right? Because if he was born at 5 o'clock, he doesn't become a mitzvah until 5 o'clock. And that's, the Buddha will explain the reason why the Mishnah says Yom Echad, because if you go a whole day, then obviously you're going to include all the Me'ez Leis. He was born a second before Shkia, so he becomes a mitzvah second before Shkia, that's why it says Yom Echad. But that's totally Me'ez Leis. Well, that's the other side. The other side is it's totally Me'ez Leis. The old side, you need a full day. That's ridiculous. The tzad that when it says Yom Echad, it's dafka only because the Yom Echad encompasses all the Me'ez Leis, no matter what time of day the child was born, it's gonna be included in that.
13 years.
Yes. 13 years.
I'm scared.
How you
every year?
That's a stomach head has nothing to do with this. It's not known whether the Yom Echad or not. Me'ez Leis. So
he's a month already behind. Let's say 3 years over yours. It's a year.
Behind. The year is including the he doesn't come. You have all the shilas and Ibiya or whatever. We have two other. We can't go into that.
Is there a problem with Yom Kippur?
What?
Is there a problem with Yom
Kippur? There is a problem with Yom Kippur.
So you had the right amount of days. Right when the kid was born on February 4th, that was a day, and right
when the kid was born, some days already. So, I'm gonna be done. Let's ask on Rebuna. Good. Again, Pasha's Rebuna is a chiddush, even though the Berhinta brings down, but. Yeah, he's the talking about whether he might see, whether the cop he might see on the mitzvah. Can he daven? You know, always like, you know, at first ma'ariv, the kid, the mitzvah boy, we send the mitzvah boy off for the first ma'ariv. Shaila, the Gemara Bruna says he can't be might see. Okay.
What's the problem? Oh, unless he's born before that. What's the problem?
Ma'ariv. Yeah. Unless he was born. At night, right after his chavim, then he was born in the mornings. His meis leis is in the mornings. He's not in until the mornings. So he's dying ma'ariv. He can't be meitzi. He can't daven. Oh, so the shulta meis not just mirbona. It's not just mirbona. Meis the shulta also says that like mirbona is telling meis leis, and the tziv says that. Had all the paiskim known it was just that it was a shilta. It's not just a Marie Bruna. Much later, the shilta is gainim, bracha gain, and chay gain. So Meila says that we know the Rosh. The Rosh says that something that's taya, divrei gainim, is considered talbid bar mishnah v'chayzer. Someone Rav made a mistake. A bezda made a mistake. In the Divrei Ga'inim, they didn't know from the Ga'inim, they know the Pesach from the Ga'inim. The Rosh says in Sanhedrin that it's considered Tobit by a mission of a Chayzer. It's like you forgot a parish mission, not just they were Tobit B'Shikol Das, which doesn't render the Pesach invalid. You're Tobit by Mishnah, so some of that was Tobit Divrei Ga'inim is Chayzer.
Who are the two
Shultas
and who versus?
The Shultas and the Mibrona against everybody else. Against everybody else. And the Tziv over there, Hamak Shaila, brings down all the Shitas, and the Shibur is in Sim and Nun Gimel. With the Shibur. Nun Hei Membeis. Okay. Now, the Chub Sefer. The Ramah in Nun Gimel Yud says that a katan should not daven Ain kol level of their teva, afilu tefilas arvis, afilu gil klal yugim loshanim b'yayim hashabbos. Ain lispal arvis shal shabbos. Now redayin ain lo yugim loshanim. Rama says a cotton that comes by mitzvah on Shabbos cannot daven ma'ariv Friday night. Right? Well, what's that b'shabbos? What's going on over here? Look, Mishnah Berurah. The Ramah doesn't make sense. Well, what's the B'Shabbos? What's the start of B'Shabbos? He says, we're talking about when they daven Shabbos early. They daven early Shabbos. The Me'ela, Mishum, they set for Shabbos. Not because, you know, the Shabbos is too late for you. Okay. That's not the reason. It says B'Shabbos, because they set for Shabbos. The Sefer Shabbos, and that's what says in the Mechaber says. That the Mechaber says, if you make Shabbos early, yeah, it's the Sefer Shabbos. Even though the Shaila about Dami Meirev early, but for the sake of the Sefer Shabbos, we're making to make early Shabbos. But for the Fizeh, it doesn't make a difference if it's Chanukah, if it's Chodesh Kislev, or it's Chodesh Av. When it doesn't make a difference if Shkia is 4:40 or Shkia is 8:30, right? And you're doing it. So if you're doing it because the Sefer Shabbos, then you're gonna make it early Shabbos even during the winter. Okay, back upon him.
Pick.
What?
You want the Sefer Shabbos after you because it's convenient.
Fine. So it means you're not doing it because the Sefer Shabbos. That means you're not doing it for the Sefer Shabbos. If the Sefer Shabbos was really on your mind, then you do it in the winter also.
Why do you need the right reason to go my really?
Zuck Mishabur, there must talk about a case where they made Shabbos early. So now, this kid, the Davi Ma'ariv, before Shabbos. When does this kid come in? The Sefer Shabbos doesn't make him bar mitzvah. The Sefer Shabbos, that's before the Ramah, doesn't make him bar mitzvah. It's because the Mekabel Shabbos early. It's the Mekabel Shabbos early. But still the date, when he comes to mitzvah, still have to say Zechavim. So man, that's why he can't Davi Ma'ariv. That's what Mishmur says. So zok the binyan shleima, if shleima kaiyim in Vilna, the baal the dayan in Vilna, also the baal cheshik shleima, in the back of the Gemara, he says it's mashma that the only problem is for the cotton to daven ma'ariv as a shatz, he can't be ma'itzi the tzibur, yeah, but we got but for himself. For himself, he could daven. The Ramah doesn't say a cotton that's become a mitzvah, yeah, on Parshas Veschanan, and they make an early Shabbos, yeah. That he can't. He has to wait for Ma'ariv until it says, where has that Ma'ariv over again? He doesn't say that. Why doesn't he say? Why didn't he say that? L'chayra, if we tell him the problem was that he's a cotton when he died of Ma'ariv, so now he becomes a gadol. So why was the Yaitzeh when he davened Ma'ariv as a cotton? At 7 o'clock when he davened Ma'ariv, he was a cotton. Yeah? He davened Ma'ariv, very nice. So cotton is only chayiv, it's a chinuch. But comes says a chavim, he's chayiv for real. So Ma'ariv, how was the Yaitzeh? As they frekt ben Yishloim, he remains with Kasha. The Maisa, the Pshat Ramah, is based on a Mordechai. Like this. The Sugin Brachis, the Chav Zayin on Beis, the Gemara says, the Gemara brings down, the Rav is Spal, Tila Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. That's the Mokar. They can make an early Shabbos. And Rav, Tzol Yishol Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos. And the Gemara is Mesupik. Did he also do Kiddush? The Gemara says, he also did Kiddush. So the question is, how could the Kiddush help but he makes another Shabbos. How is he eating the Kiddush in the Zman of Tosefta Shabbos? So the Pasha Pshat is that because he Mekabel Shabbos. Once he Mekabel Shabbos, the male is not a problem of Mekabel Shabbos. You can make Kiddush. And that's what's Mavur in the Rav and other Rishayim as well. However, Lefi the Rambam, that's not going to work. Why? Everybody knows that the Shita Rambam is, there's no such thing as the Tosefta Shabbos. Only the Tosefta Yom Kippur. The Rambam doesn't believe in the Tosefta Shabbos. The whole concept of the Tosefta Shabbos, of the Tosefta is only Yom Kippur. We learn it out from Kippur, Merav and Arav, I think we learn it out from, and Yom Kippur, and then Hilchos Yom Kippur, Shvi'is Asar, then the Rambam brings down Tosefta as Yom Kippur, but Hilchos Shabbos, you don't find the Rambam Tosefta Shabbos.
And someone could if they want to find the Rambam Tosefta Shabbos.
We don't know that. We don't know that. Could we not think of Tosefta Shabbos?
No, it's
not Tosefta
Shabbos.
Not Kiddush or anything.
There's no concept of Tosefta Shabbos. It's not. Who said it exists in the Rambam? You don't know that it exists. Good, you could say maybe it's no chiyuv, but it exists. Okay, maybe that could be a teretz. Maybe. Even though it's no chiyuv, maybe I'm just saying it's no chiyuv. But maybe he's masking there's a concept called the Tosefta Shabbos, and that would work.
I don't know if it's chiyuv or chiyuv.
What?
Yeah.
What? It's a chiyuv to Tosefta Shabbos, I mean. Yeah, chiyuv to Tosefta Shabbos.
Obviously, there's no
chiyuv.
What?
According
to anybody, why would
it
be a
chiyuv? There is. I mean, why? And everyone does it? So what? First of all, so what? Second of all, maybe they do it. Because the Iker Kiyum, Tosefta Shabbos, if you stop doing Malacha a couple minutes before Shkia, that's already Tosefta Shabbos.
What about after? People go 18.
After Shkia?
No, after Shabbos. after Shabbos.
No.
Is there such thing as real the beginning and you can do the end?
If he didn't do the beginning, can he make up by the end?
No. Can he hold more minutes, let's say, after?
Does it have any meaning? Yeah. Is it really Tosefta? Yeah. Does it make it still Shabbos?
Yeah,
no, because... Yeah. No. Because Shabbos goes out when it goes out. Okay?
Okay.
What people think that Havdalah is taking out Shabbos, it's a mistake. Finally, for the Rambam. According to the Rambam, Havdalah is really Kiddush. Rambam holds Havdalah is the Raisa. Rambam says the mitzvah of Kiddush, Rambam brings the mitzvah of Kiddush, the mitzvah is Lahaskir, Kedusha Shabbos, Bechnisasai, Uvitziyasai. So, with Vitziyasai, we don't make Kiddush, we make Havdalah. And that is being Maskir, the Indian of Kedusha Shabbos, Bitziyasai. So, it's really one mitzvah. So, there are. Oh. So Amai is like this. The Mordechai.
Why would the Tosefta Shabbos work on the end?
Yeah.
Just like you can make Shabbos early, you should be able to extend Shabbos late. Shabbos only starts.
What do you do? What do you do to extend it? How do you do? How do you extend it?
You don't do the
same thing. You just start it.
It went out.
How do you do the Shabbos? Don't do Malacha.
What?
Keep on not doing Malacha.
If you hold, you need a Kabbalah. If you hold, you need a Kabbalah. So then. Cop off afterwards.
Maybe I'm sure. I'm sure.
If you take it on the
Shabbos, start
yet either.
Shabbos is not either.
Yeah,
you don't have it.
Start yet on Friday.
I'm pretty sure that Kabbalah holds in the beginning and the end. Al Kapanim. Tov, Vinishvi. We have a problem here. The Rambam doesn't hold the Tosefta Shabbos. It's not the Tosefta Shabbos. How can you make Kiddush? How can you make Kiddush before Shabbos? Yeah? Everybody say. So the truth of the matter is, really the Kasha doesn't really start. Why? Because the Shita of the Rambam, I'm jumping ahead for a second, because the Rambam says, Yesh l'odim l'kadosh l'alkais erev Shabbos b'ayit yoyim, shemitzvah schira l'omra. Bain b'shas k'nisasai b'tziyasai bain k'oidim l'sha zu b'ma'at. According to Rambam, the ikka mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos, I'm sorry, of Kiddush, is to mask divrei kedusha of Shabbos b'chnisasai b'tziyasai. We said, oi k'oidim l'chein ma'at. The idea is The mitzvah is when Shabbos is coming in to mask a kedusha. So it means the ikar mitzvah, the ikar zman of kiddush, is even before Shabbos. You don't need that it should be Shabbos in order to make kiddush. The idea of kiddush is to be mask a kedusha of Shabbos when Shabbos is coming in, even though it didn't come in yet. So if even if you don't hold the sefer Shabbos, Ram Lishtasai, it's not a kasha b'chlal. Because Ram Lishtasai holds that kiddush doesn't need Shabbos. Even Kaidim Ma'at is also kiddush. Now, the Mordechai, this is why we bring all this in. Let's not forget why we lose track over here. The Mordechai, very fascinating Mordechai. Fascinating Mordechai, and a very shver Mordechai. The Mordechai says, B'shem Ben Tuvia Mevina, that the kiddush they make in the sefer Shabbos, even though it's only Rabbanan, still it helps for Chiyuv Deraisa. Yeah? In other words, he also agrees, that's like the Rambam, it's not the sefer Shabbos Deraisa. He holds this the sefer Shabbos Rabbanan, but still, you can make kiddush and be mighty and be yaitzi Chiyuv Deraisa. And Eli says, he's mechadish. No, he holds that chiv rabbanu kumaitzi deraisa. And Meli says a suma kumaitzi even if yeshita is a suma is potem in a mitzvah. But deraisa, the only chayim rabbanu. Still, he kumaitzi his family in kiddush. Why? Because the chiv rabbanu kumaitzi deraisa. What's his raya? That's the fact. He can make kiddush. The amount that he's arriving from our brachas. The Gemara brachas says the rav was solish Shabbos erev Shabbos, and he made kiddush. I the sefer Shabbos is not the raisa. So how's he yaitz chiv kiddush the raisa? Parrot says chiv rabbanu kumaitzi chiv the raisa. Now,
what's
a suma chiv rabbanu? A suma. There's a machlekes tanoim. Sum is chayer patim and mitzvahs. Fi Rabbi Yehuda says sum is patim and mitzvahs. Fi Rabbi Yehuda sum is patim and mitzvahs. And Kain, but he's chayev rabbanon. That Mishnayim say that chayev sum and rabbanon shouldn't look like a guy. So chayev mitzvahs rabbanon. And the question is, can he make his family? His family is chayev deraisa. Can he make kiddush his family? Zok Rabbi Tuvia Mevina that. Vienna, that he could, because the Chidron can make Raya. What's his Raya? Because you can wait to you make Kiddush. Now, Chayat is a Shtikapella, because when we say Chid Rabbanon, you might say Chid Raisa, Pshad is, I'm a Chid Rabbanon, you're a Chid Raisa, you're alive right here, your Chid Raisa is alive right here. Right now, I can, as a Chid Rabbanon, I can make Chid Raisa, it's called Mechid Bedavar, I can make to you. But, when I want to be made to myself in Kiddush, right now it's Bisman Chiv Rabbanon. I'm making Kiddush not Chiv Rabbanon. I want to be Maitz myself for a Zman that for a Chiv doesn't exist yet. Yeah? So how could that's a much bigger Kiddush? It's a much bigger Kiddush to say that the fact that I'm Yaitz Rabbanon will pat me then when it comes to haste, now I'm Chiv Kiddush Deraisa. Yeah? Oh, but I was ready Yaitz Rabbanon. I was Maitz my Chiv Deraisa. My Chiv Deraisa didn't exist yet. Yeah? There's a huge Kiddush in the Rebbe Antovia. Al-Kapanim, Lefi the Mordechai, L'chaira, we have a Yishuv on the Binyan Shleimis Kasha. Again, what was the Binyan Shleimis Kasha on the Ramah? The Ramah said that a katan, Shehigdil B'Shabbos, he cannot daven, if they can daven Shabbos early, he can't daven Ma'ariv. Can't daven Ma'ariv for the Amid. Why? Because he's not bar mitzvah yet. In fact, Meli can't be mitzvah, everybody. Right? A second. Oh, it's not interesting that man at work. In fact, Ben Shleima, but how can he mitzvah himself? How can he mitzvah himself? Oh, this really doesn't work. So Haki mites himself. So according to the Haki himself Davin, so the fee the Rebbein Tovia, he could be mites, you know, even though when he Makayim the mitzvah, Ma'ariv as a cotton, is going to pater him as a gadol.
So he should be able to
mites him. Oh, so Chayra, The gun is of that's where just chab. And in Cain, once we're working with the Ben Tovia, the Chidr Bunk, you might see their eyes, so just like he mites himself later, then he goes, he might see everyone else also. So it's not, this is not going to work. It's not going to work. Anyway, Agaponim is Negea, the Ikar is Shai. Forget about whether the chiluk between the mites himself, the mites everyone else, right? That's not still Shver. But we still have the Ikakasha. Forget about the Stiro, the Monavshach. How is he being mighty everyone else, not himself? But Samuel, how could he mighty himself? Right? How could he mighty himself? So that maybe anyway, we might have to say, according to Ben Tovia, every time he makes Shabbos Shul, how can he mighty himself? Teretz is, fear Ben Tovia, it's good because he can mighty himself. Even though the chiv doesn't exist yet, the ma'aser there's a Rekveger, interesting shaila, which is in the gate, it's the same idea. Rekveger was a supik for kid eight kedei svia before his bar mitzvah, yeah. Before tzeis, yeah, eight kedei svia, and he benched. He's chayim bench metaira. He benched. Come says chav, he's still full. Imam has stuffed his face. Yeah, he's still full. So now he has a chiyuv. Oh, that's a shayla. Do we say that before now he had only chiyuv benching rabbana? So he benched the rabbana. Right now he became a gadol. Do we say that maybe he's a chiyuv benching now menatayra?
The
eight
is a
cut.
Yeah, the
eight
is a
cut.
You have a chiyuv benching on a sphere?
Oh, that's exactly what Craig is shayla. That is the shayla. When we say a chalat of a sevat of a rachta, you have a chiv to bench. If you're a seveya, is it dafka when ayde achila, or if you ate before and now you're seveya, that is what Craig is suffering. Al kapanim. You're right. The pasuk b'shaida is that they chayim da achilu. Craig is
something. So like nafka maybe looks like somehow like putting food and some stuff into IV or something to make a bracha afterwards.
Not IV. If say for a zondu, they feed you through a feeding tube.
Yeah.
It's not a ma'is achilu.
Yeah.
So that would be nafka mina. You have to bench.
Or this.
Yeah, nafka mina. No, but over here. Even outside, Lefi, the Mardechai, Lefi, the Mardechai, even outside, that he becomes Mechuyiv, but since he already benched as Chiv Drabanan, he's already Yitzhak as Chiv benching. With Drabanan, so may Lefi, the Mardechai, that will patter him the Chiv Raisa afterwards. In other words, Lefi, the Mardechai, Kreish Shah is not a gay. Even if outside he becomes it's a sphere's mechayim, beside the side, he already benched. He already benched with Rabbanon on this achila, on this sphere. Sorry. On this, he already benched the sphere. So, Meila, Fira Mardechai, Craig Ashayla, is not a gay.
Unless he did a bench before he turned
on his own. Okay, but I'm saying, okay, so what's
waiting? I'm saying, you'd have the same Shayla if you'd
also be with. Why? Either way, he has to bench. What's the Shayla? If he didn't bench, he has to bench. At least the Rabbani has to bench. What's the shayla? She benched twice? What's the shayla? Okay. Now, question is, there's a thing called Chazak Derab. Yeah? What do I say? The cotton came, he's 13 years old, came 13, and we don't know if he brought Shay Cyrus. Right? I could go ask him, you know, go check him. A little bit embarrassing. So, Vekatan, 13. You don't know if he's Beisharis or not. Can you rely that he bought Beisharis? So the Mishnah says, I mean, Rava says that Ketana Shegil Chal Shneisel Ein Etzich B'dika Chazaka Haviyasimah. That's famous. Called Chazaka the Rava. Chazak the Rava, that a 13-year-old or 12-year-old boy, girl, respectively, we say that the word Cyrus. Shaila is, but Malach, we say that's only by Rabbana we say on Chazak the Rava. By the Raisa, we're not saying the Chazak in the Rabbah. Charlie's, why not? If it's a Chazaka, call it our cooler, we're saying the Chazakas. Call it our cooler, saying the Chazakas. If it's a Chazaka, the Chazaka is the Raisa. Why should we say the Chazaka and the Medina the Raisa? So the Pim Gavdim, he gives two answers. One answer is that since the Mina Matsui, that they didn't bring Cyrus. So Meila, we're chayshim rabbanon, just like Bedikas Hareya, right? There are yudches treifus, right? But we don't check all the internal organs for treifa. Why? Because they're raiv. So, but there's only one organ we do check, and that's the lungs, because the lungs. There is a mina matzui that there are sirchas, there are holes, and therefore the lungs, the biggest problem with treif is anything is in the lungs. Yeah? There's lesions, it's a chash, it's a hole, gets it, the lungs is a big headache when it comes to the treifus. Why? Because the lungs are mina matzui, therefore we have to check. So male here, it's a mina matzui, therefore you don't rely on the right. The second safari says, that stamazai, if it's efshel avarer lechatili, try to get like by bdikas chametz. It says that if it's efshel avarer, so we don't rely on roiv or chazak. Oh, it says efshel avarer bakal. You don't rely on chazaka. The Rebbe Yehuda was asked and shared like this. He had a cipher. I guess the Seifrim had apprentices, and they would allow they had kids working for them, and they would be writing tefillin, and they weren't makbid that they were. So he says, Avada, you have to scream at them, and that's not good. What about that's when the Ketanim? What about when the Yugim Mashanim? Yeah. So he says the problem for cotton rain tefillin is a shayla of the Raisa. So Meila, you have to bring the Shtei Cyrus. So Meila Misafik, he shouldn't be allowed to write tefillin. You have a 13-year-old kid can't write tefillin unless you check. If you didn't check, so the Rabbi, but the Rabbi is still a problem with tefillin. Still a partial problem with tefillin. So he says. Okay, so he's 18, finally that. Meila look like Yehuda. So Meila says, oh, but if the kid wrote the film, but yeah, so Vav B'chatchila, you can't rely on the kid to write film because it's a child of the Raisa, and we don't rely on Chatchila on the Chazak Nerava when it comes to the Raisa. Abba Zagnag like Yehuda, let's say the kid's not here. The kid's gone, yeah? And now you know you have parents filling in front of you. And you know it was written by a 13-year-old. What do you do? So he says, so then you could be Saimuch. Why? Because why don't we rely on Chazak the Rabba? Because Efshel Avarer, we sort of bring Gadim. Because Efshel Avarer, therefore, like because Chametz, Efshel Avarer, you don't Saimuch, you're not Saimuch on the Chazaka. Yeah? Memela over here is not Efshel Avarer. Here's not Efshel Avarer because the kid's gone.
What happened to me and the matzah? What happened there?
Again, the Prim Gadim said, yeah, two svaras why you can't rely on Chazak the Rava by the Raisa. Ayat Chazak. Teretz is either because it's me and the matzah, we clearly have to be Avarer, or because Tom's Efshel Avarer. Right?
If he's not here,
it's not Efshel Avarer. So then, if you can be saying machan chazak, you can be saying machan the right.
You know,
mina matzah.
What about the
mina matzah
though?
Well, the Rebbe is going, not going to mina matzah. He's going because efshel avarer.
And that's
sad. Or he has two svaras. The Rebbe has two svaras. There's actually another svar because there's a chazak against it. There's a chazak against it.
We're not always
by yibum. Case of yibum, there's a cheskas chiyuv. But over here, there's no cheskas chiyuv. You know, mina matzah. I don't know if mina matzah. If you can't be mevar, I don't know. I'm not sure. Mina matzah, not sure if that is after the be'evit. Now, the first svar been gone. That's mina matzah. I'm not sure if that will make a problem with the be'evit.
So let's say a cow that wasn't checked to go to mina matzah.
What?
Like mina matzah would be saying that would be fine. They didn't check cow based on what we're saying. That?
Yeah, but I'm not sure about that. I'm not. If you lost the lung. I'm not sure. I don't remember. Okay. So now, Legabe, that's some shayla that the cotton road is puzzled. So, in fact, that Yehuda, why is it? Why are we saying? Why is it so partial that the cotton can't write film? Hooray, the loch is, they have a shechita, if a cotton shechts, the first Mishnah, Meseches Chulin, the shechita is kosher. Right? Now, a shechita of a guy is possible. Why is a shechita of a guy possible? So there's two reasons. There's one reason, the Rambam, that says, v'kar locha v'chalta mezifchai, has to do with the Zara. Then there's the sheet of Tyson the Rosh, that says if it's a vachta vachalta, someone that's a bar zvicha is kosher for shechita, someone that's not a bar zvicha, someone that doesn't have the isra'chila, does not have a guy that doesn't have isra'chila, doesn't have the ability to make shechita. Yeah? Dr. Noid Yehuda. So obviously the reason that Rambam doesn't apply to cotton, the reason for the Rambam why guy is possible, obviously doesn't apply by cotton.
He's
bar zvicha. No. The Rambam says the reason why a guy is possible now is bar zvicha. You don't need bar zvicha. A guy is also by zara. A karl chav chav mezivchay. And that happens as a buyback card, obviously. Elmai, also rush, and taisus. Then you need bar zvicha. Oh, so the question is, so if a cotton is a bar zvicha, so why isn't he bar tefillin? If a cotton is, we're saying is a bar zvicha, even though he's not chayav mitzvahs. So what's the difference of cotton or tefillin? What's the difference of cotton or tefillin? A cotton eich levelis ain't made him zonah frishay. Yeah? So Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, you have a question? A cotton shechts is kosher? That means we're considering cotton a bar zvicha. So by cotton writes tefillin, we say it's not a bar ksivas tefillin. What's the same idea? What's sold by tefillin? Why can a guy write tefillin? He's not a bar tefillin.
Okay.
So what's the. What's the by cotton? Shechiti kodesh, he's considered bar zvicha, but he's not considered a bar tefillin. What's the difference? So I'm going to do, why is he considered bar zvicha? Al tchinuch. Yeah, he wants to say. Some kain tefillin also. What's the difference? The answer is,
what tchinuch would there be by tefillin?
Why not? Why is tefillin then different? That's him. A cotton. A cotton. The Mishnah says a cotton that's yachlish mar gufay. Yeah, you buy a tefillin. What's the tefillin or lulav? Today we chayish is not. Today we wait because we chayish is not. He's not going to be built in and guf naki. That's why we wait. But that's Medina the Gemara, Medina the Mishnah. Okay, I don't know. If it's a 10-year-old kid who's a responsible kid, he's able to shrimp a gufay, the gufnaki, he has to wear tefillin. Like, you know, it takes a lulav. No difference. But the Mishnah says, if he's able to shrimp a gufay, he's chayav and tefillin. Yeah? Oh, the answer is, this will stop, it's very late. So much for your quarter to. For your 20 to 12, quarter to 12. All right. The shach. There's an asik in beginning of Hilchos Shechita. Why tak is a cotton considered a bar shechita? So b'kitzer, some learn like this, that the Maril, others learn because there's a thing called Svi B'Dayim. Okay, what does Svi B'Dayim mean? There's an Isser to Michael Cotton Davra Asa. Even though we say Cotton Michael in Bales ain't Bezim Sum Lafrishoi, you see a kid eating the Bale, you're not Machoy Vistapim. Unless the father else Chinuch. But to give a kid Nevela B'Dayim, that's Asser, that's Isser Isser. Learn out from Nevela, from Dam, and from Tumas Kain. Emma Vamarta, Lazdal Makanim. Is the raisa to mitama cotton, a kain cotton? Is the raisa loisachlum loisachilum? Don't feed them, okay? Memela zogin samachreinim in Maril batsim. That the reason, and the Aravram says it's good for the shachmi. Kids, there's no time to go into the details. But there's an idea in the achreinim that the reason why cotton is considered to be a bar chiyuva in shechita is because a cotton has shaychus to the Isra of Nevela on the Raisa level. Where is that? Because also for a gadol to be Michael a cotton Nevela midaraisa, so Mela the Isra of Nevela is shaykh to a cotton on the Raisa level. Therefore, if a cotton shechs, it's a good shechita. He's considered bar zvicha. Why is he bar zvicha? Because he has shaychus to the isra the rais of nevela. That's what makes him bar zvicha. Lofize, that's dafka by an isser, by shechita, by nevela, because the isser to be of svi vidayim. But legabe a mitzvah, by a mitzvah there is no deraisa. So therefore, that's the difference. A cotton is considered bar zvicha, but he's not considered bar tefillin. By zvicha, his shaykh is in the veil on the raisa level. The hainu, there's a svi b'dayim the cotton. But shaykh by tefillin, you don't have that.